Time now for another MyTunes podcast, right here at manxradio.com. Beer, cider, Perry, lots of tunes, a beer festival. What could possibly go wrong?
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
We never like to be stuck by rules and regulations when it comes to my tunes. So instead of having one guest and four tunes, we've got a beer festival, two guests and five tunes, because that's the way it is. Because coming soon, from the 6th to the 8th of April, it is the Isle of Man 10th Beer and Cider Festival. And with me are two gentlemen, not one, as I say, Roger Cave, Media Liaison Officer. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
And Matt Cox, the festival organiser.
Hello.
Although he did tell me that was a titular position. I said, we can't have any of that here, missus. Behave yourself. Well, look, we'll start with the organiser. Matt, welcome to MyTunes.
Thank you.
And lovely to have you both here. So it is the 10th year of the Beer and Cider Festival.
It is.
Were you there at the start?
The very start, yes.
Goodness me. Did you think it would last?
Well, it sometimes surprises me that it has done, but here we are.
Remind me, did it get paused during COVID?
Yep, we lost 2 years in COVID.
Two years. That must have hurt. I mean, economically and for everybody else, to get the momentum back.
Yeah, it's very frustrating and not very good.
No, but you're back.
We're back.
Now, let me turn to Roger, who is over there. So, the organisation of this, obviously, you've got to keep building and getting extra stuff in, different beers, different ciders, different perries. Does that involve a lot of tasting around the world?
Unfortunately not. The tasting actually happens in the Royal Hall of Villa Marina. But we have a dedicated committee who source the beers. And we have one person and a fella who does the cider, because he's a real cider freak.
Who's the chap who does all that then? So
Kevin
Garrett.
Thank you. And does he go to other festivals around the UK?
Yes, I think we all, in our own way, we go to different festivals. They are countrywide, nationwide. And we fancy a festival in, for instance, Hinckley and Bosworth. We'll go to Hinckley and Bosworth and enjoy their festivals. And they come over here. We get a lot of people from other festivals, other camera groups that come and help out at our festival.
It was interesting going back to the history of Canberra, really, because I'm pretty sure I remember it all starting up when everyone seemed to get a bit fed up of the plasticky, not plasticky, but a bit sterile keg beers that were just being pumped up, Watney's Red Barrel or whatever it was, etc., etc. And there was a move to, goodness sakes, let's get back to proper, real ale.
Yeah, it was the sterile, universal version of Watley's Red Barrel and Whitbread Trophy and all that sort of thing, whether you could get three or four beers throughout the country and that was it.
That was your lot, yeah. Well, as I say, it's a different MyTunes this week. We have two guests, many bits of music and a festival. So I think we ought to start off with a choice that I'm going to Roger Cave for this first choice. And we're going to start off with a bit of wine tasting, aren't we?
I think we are, and we're going to have Jeff Buckley's Lilac Wine.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine. sweet and heady like my love, like one I feel unsteady. Listen to me, I cannot see clearly. Isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Like wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Like wine. Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Like one I feel I'm ready for my love.
This week on My Tunes, not one guest, but two, plus a festival. That's the Isle of Man 10th Beer and Cider Festival, 6th to the 8th of April at the Villa Marina. And we're even squeezing in extra bits of music. Why? Because we can. Gentlemen with me are Roger Cave and Matt Cox. Now then, I want to talk a bit about cider, because I don't know much about cider, apart from the fact that it's quite often stronger than beer. Matt, perhaps you can go through the whole process for me.
Well, I'm not sure I'm best qualified to do that, but a chap once told me that cider comes basically in three sorts. You have your singing cider, you have your dancing cider, and you have your fighting cider.
Oh, dear.
We try not to have too much of the fighting cider.
No, easy on that, easy on that. So, Roger, talk to me a little bit about cider on the Isle of Man, because most people are pretty aware of the breweries and the beers, but the cider, well, who have we got making it?
We've got the Apple Orphanage. That's on the way out from Peel towards Kirkmichael. They actually take in anybody's apples, in grow their own, press it and make cider, and it's wonderful stuff.
Manx Cider Company?
Manx Cider Company, yes. They have the Victory Cafe on top of the mountain. Yeah. They do their ciders. They do three. They do Johnny Jump Up, Jenny Layback, and Johnny Kickstart. Now, three very good ciders.
So we got them locally. And will there be ciders from other parts of Britain at the festival?
Oh, indeed.
Yes,
we've got over 50, I believe, coming in.
60, I think, all told.
Wow.
50-odd of which will be coming in from the mainland. In fact, two from France.
Ooh.
And I'm told two Kieved ciders, which is a slightly sparkling version of cider, but not produced by pumping gas into it. It's part of the process, similar to champagne. And
yeah, now I've had some of that in France, actually, with a very poppy bottle, and the cork goes everywhere. Yeah. Delicious, I have to say. So that'll be bottled, obviously. That'll come across in bottles.
Well, no, it comes in the bag in a box form.
Oh, okay.
It's only very lightly sparkling. I can't remember the actual term they use.
All right.
Kevin has mentioned it, but yeah. I've forgotten.
Yeah, well, we look forward to that as well. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about all the details of the festival. I mean, I've got the dates in front of me, 6th to the 8th of April. And Camera people, if you're in Camera, do you get a discount on the door?
Indeed. If you're a member of Camera, you can bring your little card along and you are able to get in on the Thursday afternoon from 2 p.m, which is for Camera members and basically trade invites. We give a couple of tickets to all the pubs and the breweries and our sponsors, etc.
Lovely.
And competition winners, of course. Yeah.
Ah, well, competition. Yes. More about that soon. Oh, well, we've talked about cider, and we've dug deep into the Manx Radio vaults for this one, haven't we, Roger?
We certainly have.
What are we going to have?
This is a famous band, Adge Cutler and the Wurzels, with I Am a Cider Drinker.
Such a wonderful crowd here tonight. I wish you all the very best of happiness and luck. And until we meet again in the country lanes of the wonderful West Country, good night to you all. God bless you all. And thank you. you.
All this week on My Tunes, and not a drop's been drunk here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, nothing in the studio. We're talking about the Isle of Man 10th Beer and Cider Festival, with two wonderful guests who have come in and chosen all sorts of amazing music. I'm graced with Roger Cave and Matt Cox, festival organiser and the media liaison officer. I think I want to throw something at the media liaison officer. Roger, good causes, because you do always raise money, you do support good causes. What are you up to this year?
Right, we certainly do. What happens, we have what is called a cashless bar. People buy beer tokens. They don't always use the entire stock of tokens. So when they leave, we have a bucket about and they put their unused tokens in there. We cash those in and it goes to a good cause. And we've supported Joey Dunlop Foundation, for instance, in the past, other causes. But this year, we haven't got just one good cause. We have two good causes. So you're getting two for the price of one every day this week, ladies and gentlemen.
So who are those?
Those are the St. John Ambulance.
Yep.
Very, very worthy cause. And we also have the Billy Redmayne Memorial Trust, which is a cause close to the Lieutenant Governor's heart, because Billy Redmayne, biker from Laxey, unfortunately died in Scarborough. He used to be in the parachute regiment whose commander was Sir John Lorimer.
Oh, it's a lovely connection. Well done. Matt, obviously, putting on a big festival like this, it's expensive. You need sponsors. You've got good support this year.
We have indeed. We've our main sponsor, who have, we're lucky to have had them supporting us now for 4 or 5 years, are Humphrey and Helfrick, advocates of this parish. And lesser supporters, but nonetheless very, very welcome. We've got Rela Cyber Security Centre. We've got the Food Matters team from DEFA. We've got Greystone Accountants. And we have M&P Legal, who are going to support Trevor's Bar, which is in memory of our good friend Trevor McMullen, who unfortunately died just a few months after the last festival. So we're going to have a bar dedicated to Trevor.
Lovely idea. Tell me, let's go back to Roger. How long does it take to prepare this? When did you start thinking about this particular festival?
About a month after the last festival was finished, we have a wash-up meeting, and then we decide it's normally about September, August, September time, we start the meetings to prepare for the following year's festival. So it does take over 9 months, really, to really get it all going.
Presumably a lot of volunteer help for across the weekend.
Oh, indeed. We're all volunteers.
Yeah.
There's no paid staff there whatsoever. We have a fine selection of camera members over here who volunteer. They run the bars. They take the glasses back. There's 101 things that need to be done. And we also get a lot of help from camera members who come across for the weekend. Some stay over a week and they go on the vintage transport systems, the electric tram, the steam railway, etc., etc. So they're always more than welcome every year.
Wonderful. Let's have today's tune. I can't wait to play this. Introduce it for me, Roger.
This is Chaz and Dave and the Sideboard Song.
Phoned up last night, she was going spare. She was in a temper, pulling it around. Your sister's fault in a scruffy looking said, Father, don't give a monkey.
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if it comes round here. I've got more beer in the sideboard here. Let mother sort it out if it comes round here.
I said to me, mother, let me have a talk to dad. So he comes to the telephone, it wasn't all fair. Says she's got no sense, silly little cow. If he comes round here, there's gonna be a row.
I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if it comes round here. I've got more beer in the sideboard here. Let mother sort it out.
Skinny little belly now is sticking out the front. There's nothing since the fit of shoes and running out of clothes. And if it would take a liberty to punch him on the nose.
Well, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care if he comes round here. I've got my beer in the sideboard here. Let mama sort it out if he comes round here.
oh dear. I got more beer, let mama sort it out. I don't care if it comes round here.
One week today, the saloon doors will swing open at the Villa Marina at the Royal Hall for the 10th Beer and Cider Festival, Isle of Man version, that is, 6th to the 8th of April. Yeah, one week today. Getting exciting, you guys.
Absolutely.
Talk us through those days. Talk us through the 6th, 7th and 8th. Just give us an idea of the programme.
Thursday we open 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock. This is for camera members, trade association people, licensees, Manx Radio competition winners.
Oh, yes.
That's for 3 hours. 5:15, we then have the Lieutenant Governor. He will come over and officially open the festival. He will be carrying with him a firkin of Billy Redmayne's Pegasus beer, brewed by Bushes, and also a barrel of beer brewed by Rob Story of Odin's. The festival is then open to the general public and they pay their extra money, come in and they taste all these wonderful beers and ciders and wines.
And then Friday and Saturday, is it the same sort of thing? Or
yeah, so we open a little earlier.
12 noon, and it's open right through till 11 o'clock in the evening.
Is that both days, Friday and
Friday
Saturday?
Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, which parts of the Villa Marina are you using? Because I know you've had various venues before, but what, the layout of this year's festival?
We're in the Royal Hall.
Right.
And we have some tasting sessions going on, which will be taking place in one of the first floor rooms that is pairing beer with cheese and with chocolate. So those are available as an add-on if anybody's Ooh. Interested. I should perhaps say as well that tickets are available in advance for anyone who wants to ensure their ticket on the Villa Gaiety website. But we should emphasise there are only 350 tickets per day going to be sold in advance. The rest, 500 tickets per day, will be available on the day in the box office.
Good idea. So you're not going to, people won't be disappointed. They'll get in.
Yeah.
That's good. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, all power to you. Before we have not one but two finale pieces, let's talk about food, because obviously people get a bit peckish. Couple of beers, you might want something to eat. What have you got?
Yes, indeed. We will have food provided by Tynwald Pies Limited, who have done us proud in the last couple of events we've had. They do some really nice sausage rolls, things you can hold in one hand and have a beer in the other hand, which is just how we like it.
A pie in one hand, beer in the other, that's a balanced diet, isn't
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely wonderful,
you see,
yes.
That'll work. Right, we've got to get this piece of music in because it just keeps popping up, doesn't it? You were saying you never know when this is going to start being sung, Roger.
That's right.
And do you start it?
No, I don't, actually, but I can do if you like, but I don't think the audience would like my voice.
It just sort of happens by osmosis.
It does, absolutely.
Right, we're going to wrap things up with this. You'll know where we're coming from, and then we're going to squeeze in a bit of Elvis Presley. Look, the whole festival looks wonderful. It starts a week today. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's been a glorious My Tunes, and of course I'll see you there.
Excellent news.
Looking forward to it. And let's play this. It is the Beer Festival Anthem.
But moving and grooving, gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Sail into the store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I've never kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party. At the door, bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Send him to the store. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. The meat is on the stove. The bread is getting hot. Everybody come and taste a pot of papa shot. Let's have a party.
And my tunes with a difference, no doubt about that. But the 10th Beer Festival, well, here's hoping, depending on when you listen to this, that it will be, or has been, a huge success. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep coming back right here to manxradio.com for more podcasts in every shape and size and sound. And don't forget to join me for the morning show, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday.